I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It's a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and more importantly, on your life. Listen and follow Jill on Money on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I want to ask you a couple of Bulls questions, if you don't mind. First of all, what do you think happens with Zach LaVine? Do you see him being back with the Bulls for a long time, or do you think that there might be other suitors out there that might be a better place for him and a place that he might want to go?
Well, if you talk to L.A., he's there, but that's in an ideal and a non-ideal and perfect world in Chicago. Hold your horses. I'm not saying he's going to the Lakers. But what I am saying to you is this. I think that the Bulls have shown that they are dedicated to making him happy. And this goes back to maybe a summer or two ago where folks that I've spoken with close to him have shared that if the Bulls do what they need to do, he will stay. Now, there are things that have changed over the last couple of years. Number one is representation. He is now represented by Clutch. You see that he is growing a profile, doing commercials. You see that he signed a deal with New Balance. And I can tell you that Zach does have a desire to grow a bigger profile, specifically as it relates to the commercial front, as it relates to his ability to relate to today's consumer. And I think that this season he's done a good job of elevating that. You've seen that even with Mountain Dew. If you ask me today, do I think Zach is going to stay in Chicago? I say yes. And I say yes because I think that you're a college professor, Lawrence. You know that sometimes a student wants to get a grade of an incomplete so he can finish up his work. The Bulls definitely got an incomplete, in my opinion. I think it was great. I think they had the chance to get a B+ or B-, but injuries definitely curtailed some of their hopes this season. But I do think that the Eastern Conference is open enough that he can do something. Sometimes you go other places to shine. That's not your place. You hang where you're celebrated, not where you tolerate it. Chicago definitely celebrates them.
Yeah, it's interesting, too, with Zach in particular. Obviously, when he became a free agent, a couple players even got at him on Twitter with putting him in different uniforms. And then there's the report about Portland, which felt a little leaky to me, that Portland might be a place that he wants to go. The L.A. thing is interesting. Obviously, there are ties for him because of UCLA. But can they even get out of the cap hell that they're in to bring in a guy like Zach LaVine?
This is what I will tell you. I spoke with someone tied to the Lakers thinking. There's a level of frustration on many fronts. Number one, there is a belief, from what I'm told, that Anthony Davis was very frustrated with the move that brought Russell Westbrook to the Los Angeles Lakers. I've spoken to a fixture within the Lakers organization, you know, who has shared with me that they are not too keen on Rob Pelinka's movement. And I'll give you the edited version. They said Rob Pelinka's full of it, and they're frustrated with the movements that are making. There are people within that organization that are frustrated with the moves, specifically with Frank Vogel leaving. And there are people who feel like Anthony Davis is not going to stay. So then people start talking those conversations about, will he stay in L.A. long-term? Will he go to the Bulls and some of those other things? I think any person who plays alongside LeBron James, and this is kind of an answer to your question about Zach LaVine, particularly guys like Chris Bosh, guys like Kevin Love, guys like Anthony Davis, they turned from big men to spot-up jumpers, jump shooters. And I, as much as I like Zach, and you know that I know Zach just like I know Kyrie Irving well, what I will say to you is, at times during the season, I feel like he fell in love with his jumper, but I also think he's used to being the man in Chicago and overly used. And I think even when he was hurt, he still kept playing, which is admirable, but you have to start thinking of the long term. And I think that's what Zach is beginning to do now that he has different representation, now that the Bulls are an attractive destination. But you do remember that Zach was a restricted free agent, did sign with the Sacramento Kings, and the Bulls matched it. There was a relationship that the Bulls and Zach had to grow at a point when the Bulls weren't as attractive now that they were 3 or 4 years ago.
All right, so it's something.
It's interesting.
Yeah, it's something to keep an eye on to see if that follows suit and you can connect a lot of dots of, well, Anthony Davis is from Chicago, and then you know what I mean? Like that's some of the intrigue of the NBA offseason, and it's a lot of fun. I expect that the Bulls will probably bring him back, but I do wonder about this, and you bring up a great point about the idea of going where you're celebrated and not tolerated. Mm-hmm. And they've treated him well, and I feel like their relationship is strong, especially now that Jim Boylan is not the head coach anymore. But I do wonder if Zach looks and goes, man, there might be opportunities that I'm not even thinking of that I can match up with my basketball career.
And that's the part that gets interesting. And I can tell you that without naming names, there are folks that I've spoken to really going back to like the summer and fall when he made his transition from different representation that felt like Zach was focused on his brand, his look, and more. You mean, you know, the Bulls, on the side of the Bulls organization, they definitely architect a great heist in keeping Kobe White, not trading Kobe to the Pelicans for Lonzo Ball. They have a look. And I feel like they have definitely latched onto Clutch in the same way that the Lakers and Clutch latched onto each other. And I also feel like any LeBron James formula lasts 3 to 4 years. So that whole Lakers thing gets interesting because I just think that Zach LaVine going to the Lakers doesn't make them a better team automatically. It doesn't make them a championship team automatically. If Zach is looking to be seen, he stays in Chicago because you have Lonzo Ball. Heck, you still got – if they decide to keep Tristan Thompson – you got that spectacle there. But from a basketball standpoint, he has to find the balance of basketball, lifestyle, and a team where he's going to be seen around Father's Day on television. I think if you stick it out with the Bulls, a young team, you're competing with the Brooklyns, you're competing with the Miami Heat, you're competing with the Milwaukee Bucks. I do think Chicago would be the best fit.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It's a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and more importantly, on your life. Listen and follow Jill on Money on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.